DW News.
Hello, I am Laura Kabelka. Kenyan President William Ruto held consultation with the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, after he withdrew the $2.7 billion in proposed tax increases in response to deadly protests. Reuters quoted diplomatic sources as saying Ruto and IMF chief Kristalina Georgieva spoke on the phone. Protesters who rejected the tax hike under a finance bill have broadened their demands for change in Kenya. Protesters who rejected the tax hikes under a finance bill have broadened their demands for change in Kenya. The bill was central to policy reforms agreed by Kenya with the IMF as part of a lending program worth $3.6 billion. More than 136,000 people have fled Sennar State in southeastern Sudan since June 24, the United Nations says. It's the latest wave of displacements amid attacks on towns by the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, or RSF. Nearly 10 million people have been displaced since the conflict between the RSF and the Sudanese army started in April last year. A militia group is being blamed for the killing of several people on a mining site in volatile Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Media reports say six Chinese mine workers and two Congolese soldiers were among the victims. The Chinese-linked mine is located in the Juru territory of the Ituro province. According to Reuters, Jugu city administrator Rufin Mapela said the attack was carried out by the militia Cooperative for the Development of the Congo, or CODECO. The final result in the UK's general elections is expected early Friday. Political analysts and opinion polls indicate that the Labour Party will sweep to a landslide majority in Parliament and its leader, Keir Starmer, will become the next Prime Minister. The UK has been under Conservative rule for the past 14 years. One voter had this to say.
I don't think I would ever vote Conservative again after the Brexit vote. Boris Johnson, Liz Truss, totally destroyed any confidence that I had in the party, and a party that I was a member of for quite a long time.
In what has been dubbed a super election year, the UK is one of the few countries expected to shift to the left. That's in stark contrast to neighbouring France, where Marine Le Pen's far-right national rally won the first round of a snap parliamentary election recently. The European Union has raised tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles by up to 37.6%, saying it would protect the industry within the 27-member bloc. Beijing is already in a trade war with Washington. The EU is the largest overseas market for China's electric vehicle industry. But EU officials say unfair subsidization has boosted the level of imports. And that's it for now. My name is Laura Kabelka.